You're listening to an episode of Your Nerdy Girlfriend Podcast, a podcast all about living the highs and the lows of your best nerdy life. I'm your host, Jazzy, and I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. Okay, so let's talk about the word of the day. The word of the day is boundaries. Because I feel as though this is something I've had to explain to a lot of people, and I don't feel like a lot of people understand quite what boundaries are and why we set them in the first place. Now, let's preface this by saying I am no psychologist or psychiatrist. This is just going based off of my own experience and how they have helped me. Now, I set boundaries for everything. I set boundaries for family, for friendships. I set them for my last relationship, and I ignored them. And it left me heartbroken, stressed out, and upset all the time because I didn't respect my boundaries. And that's why they're important to respect. But I tend to set them for everything because as a neurodivergent girl, I need these boundaries in place in order to function in everyday society. Like, my boundaries aren't they are a choice, but I need them to be able to live like everyday life without freaking out or having a meltdown. I need my boundaries. They're very important. And I think that here are some that I think that would be really great to set up based on like different situations. And I just wanted to give some insight on this because I've had a lot of people go, "Hey, Jazzy," and I'm like, "Why?" And they're like, "How do I set boundaries? Like, you're always talking about boundaries, 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 but you're not explaining how to do it." So now I have. So now when they ask, I'm sending them this podcast episode. So then it's like, they know, I know, we know. So stay tuned to figure out some amazing ways that you can start setting boundaries today. All right, so your girl has definitely spoken about this before, but let's talk about boundaries I've set within the nerd community just for my own personal well-being. Sometimes I've learned that there are times when I just need to walk away. Like, some people just want to argue about everything. They want to argue about what the best Harry Potter house is. They want to argue about what the best animes are. They want to argue about what the best music is. They want to argue about what movie had the best soundtrack. Like, they just literally feed off of arguing with people so that they could prove their point for whatever reason. Only their own like spiritual guidance person knows, whether it's God or the universe, but I don't know and I don't like it. So one boundary I've set is walking away. I walk away so much. I actually got into an argument the other day that I just walked away from. I had a friend of mine who has been a guest on the podcast make a TikTok video talking about how Afro-Latinas are showing that there can be black characters. Like Encanto, there was a black characters and they stayed human the entire movie. And as black people have talked about in the past, like, hey, black characters never stay human the entire movie. It's a problem. We're annoyed by it. And so we saw that. And then they also brought up how, like, oh, Miles Morales stayed human the entire movie. Now, do I know Miles Morales? This is made by Sony. Yes, I absolutely do. But I wasn't saying that based off of who made what. I was saying that based off of the point that my friend was making, solely based on the fact that they brought up Miles Morales. And also, this isn't just a Disney trope. DreamWorks has done this, Sony has done this, everyone has done this in their children's movies because it is more palatable for black people to be animals overseas. You guys know the drill. I don't have to explain this to you. All I'm saying is that in the comment section, I said, so by that logic, because in Encanto, they're Afro-Latina and Miles is Afro-Latina, then in order for black people to stay human the entire movie, they must be Afro-Latina. And, you know, people got it and some people didn't. And people wanted to argue with me saying, oh, well, Miles is Sony, da, 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 like completely missing the point, or saying there were only three Afro-Latinas in Encanto. And I was like, yeah, but they still stayed human the entire time. Like, you guys are completely, that doesn't negate my point at all. And so instead of wasting all this beautiful energy arguing with these people, I just left them on read. I read the comment, I ignore it. Honestly, some people think that if you, if they comment something and then you don't respond, that they've automatically won the argument. No, that's not how it works. It's just some people don't have time to waste arguing with dumbasses on the internet. I don't know. But that was a moment where I had to walk away. And sometimes you really just need to. It's not even like worth your time and energy to waste energy on people that aren't worth it. So that's definitely a boundary I've set. Another one I've set is lowering my amount of time that I spend in like certain spaces like nerd groups on Facebook or chat rooms and stuff, because it can get very one misogynistic and in other times racist, and sometimes you just really don't want to deal with that, especially with this latest argument about Miles Morales's hair and how they changed it. Yeah, I don't care what anyone says. I think it's problematic that they changed Miles Morales's hair because there was literally no point to. And honestly, people think it was because they were trying to make him look more palatable. No, I'll tell you exactly what it was. As a former art student, they changed his hair because it's easier to animate it when it's a looser texture than it was when it was a kinkier texture. That's all. There you go. That's why they changed it. And it's kind of frustrating to me as well, but to see these arguments go off and everybody's arguing, everybody's fighting about why it's fine, why it's not fine, why it's problematic, why it's not problematic. And I think it's one, people don't understand the difference between race, ethnicity, and nationality, which is very prevalent. If you've ever watched a TikTok video, people do not know the difference. But two, people just want to find a way to argue because they feel as though they need to get their point across, and sometimes you just gotta let people talk. So, as I went off on a ridiculous tangent, staying out of those groups has really helped my mental health and my sanity, because I go in there like I'm a part of an office group that I think is probably the like sanest group I have, is the one that's about Office future super fans, like the Office TV show, and I love it. I am a fan of it, and I pop in there here and there for the memes, but like I don't really try to stay in these groups all day because, or even comment, because you will get trapped in there. I'm in a black girl luxury group, which is like for luxury black girls, and black girls are like luxury items, and it's always some drama in like any group you go into. So honestly, you just gotta like be like, let me only spend maybe 10 minutes in this group today, see if there's any good memes, if there's any good like gifts or like any good like posts that I like, and then just leave. That's the best honestly possible way to do it. And that's a boundary I've set. And then another boundary I've really set with the nerd community is making sure that I'm doing just as much on my nerdy socials for myself as I am for other people. So making sure that I am cosplaying what I want to cosplay and not just what everybody wants me to cosplay. And as a black woman, there are like specific cosplays that people always want you to do all the time. You guys know who I'm talking about: Katara, Storm, Korra, Starfire. Like, they have the ones they always want you to do. And don't get me wrong, I've done some of these, but there are some that I love too that maybe may be a lesser known character, or maybe just maybe a character that means something to me and means nothing to the rest of the world, and I don't care. But that's definitely a boundary I've set, because if you allow people to dictate everything you do on social media, you're gonna go insane, and no one wants to do that. So those are some like nerd community boundaries that I have set. Okay, so here's some boundaries I've set for like cons and meetups, because they're gonna happen. Cons are back open, people are going. And as a cosplayer, people feel very entitled to you, your body, your personal space, your attention. Like, it's a lot. So here are some boundaries that I am definitely placing, and I am bringing someone with me to any future cons to help instill these boundaries, because I am a pushover and I will just let them slide by, even though they do not deserve to slide by. So one boundary that I am setting is I will only do a certain amount of pictures a day. So, and the person I'm taking a picture with has to wear their mask. There's no choice. You have to be within a mask. But I'm only doing a certain amount of photos a day. It's not going to be one of those things where I'll take pictures with everybody that asks. I'll probably only do maybe like, I want to say maybe 10 photos. Honestly, it just depends on how I feel that day. But I think this is a very healthy boundary to have, because then it allows me to enjoy the con with everyone else instead of taking thousands of pictures and probably being exposed to Omicron Omarion Persei 8. Okay, no, thank you. Ain't nobody trying to get sick. So I think that that is a great boundary for me to set. Another one that I am setting is that I am not going to do all of the days of the con. I usually do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. One, am I burnt out by Sunday? 100% absolutely positively. Two, honestly, I don't feel like there's enough for me to do all 4 days anymore. I think it was cool when I was younger, but like with my EDS and just it's just not for me. Now, maybe that means that it is for you. Everybody's boundaries are different, but a boundary I'm setting is I will pick certain days. So, depending on the panel, and I will let my friends know these are the days I'm going. I don't care if you guys are only going on this day, I'm going on these days. These are the days I've chosen. These are the days that work best for me. And I'm just going to leave it at that instead of trying to do all 4 days and driving myself insane. Because it's like you have that FOMO, but at the end of the day, is it really FOMO? Like, am I really missing anything? Probably not. I am just being dramatic. And if you know me, it's probably just me being dramatic. So that's another boundary I've set. And then the final boundary that I have set is that I will only like hang out with maybe a few people at cons. Like, I'm not going to see like everyone that's there. I'm not gonna hang out in giant groups of people because one, we still dealing with Omarion, and two, I just want to be able to like breathe, have air. And it does make me anxious when I'm hanging out with a giant group of people because I feel the need to one, to be on, two, to have something to say. Like, it's just a lot. So I think I'm only going to hang out with like a small group of people or just like see people in small doses at the con and maybe just hang out with who I'm there with because otherwise I get distracted and I don't really like spend time like in the real time I want to spend in Artist Alley or the real time I want to spend at these panels because I'm hanging out with people or meeting up with people. So that it's honestly different for everyone, but those are my con boundaries that I am setting, and that and honestly why they're important to me. I think that everybody should have some sort of boundaries, whether you're a cosplayer or not, at any social event you go to, because one of the best boundaries I ever set for myself in a social event is that when I'm ready to go, I leave. I don't wait for everybody else to be ready to go. I don't wait around to give like an explanation. Like, sometimes I will just Irish goodbye. I will leave. Because at the end of the day, if I'm not comfortable, I don't want to continue to be uncomfortable for no reason. Like, if I could leave, I'm gonna go. So that's some boundary that I've set a long time ago, and it super helps me. So this just adding on to it is the rest of the stuff. But yeah, very similar. So these are my con boundaries. I hope that you guys set them. Like, I'm serious. Please set them, especially now that COVID is back crazy and stronger than ever. The last thing I want is for everyone to get sick. So, like, make sure you have some sort of boundary set. Finally, let's talk about friends and family. Now, being an influencer, you have to set a lot of boundaries with friends and family. First, with my friends. I love y'all, but some of the research you guys have to do on your own. One of the boundaries that I'm setting, especially bringing into 2022, is I cannot tell you how to do everything, and especially I just can't sit here and give you hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of work I've done, and just sit here and just give you it in 5 minutes. Like, it's literally not going to make sense. Like, I cannot do the work for you. You have to do the work if you want the same results. And I'm just talking about just like in the influencer space. I have a lot of friends that are trying to move into the influencer space and they want direction, which is totally fine. So if you guys want me to make podcast episodes on how I became a cosplay influencer and how to move in to that direction as being a not only cosplayer, nerdy influencer, etc., then I would be more than happy to make episodes on that. But to sit here and have like an entire conversation where you like have coffee and pick my brain, I mean, it that's great, but this is like 4 or 5 years of just like experience and learning and taking classes and courses that I paid for and stuff like that. So essentially, it's either you find a coach or you're going to have to like find a way to supplement me for all this time and energy that I'm putting into it. And I know that sounds kind of selfish, but it is a boundary that I'm setting. I'm tired of giving out free information and people aren't taking it. So now you pay for it because at the end of the day, I know that my information has value. So that's a boundary that I'm setting because it's just a lot of information and people are asking that 9 times out of 10. Some of them don't even want to do the work anyway. So it's like, whatever. I am setting a boundary where I'm no longer explaining to my family what I do for a living. I hate explaining to them what I do for a living. I feel like there's this thing, like in your late 20s, where you have to consistently explain yourself for everything, especially when you're a woman. You have to explain why you're single, why you have no kids, why you do this for a job and everything. It's like, I don't feel like I should have to do that anymore, so I am no longer doing it. I'm literally just saying I have a job by, like, or I work by, or I did this by, you know what I mean? Like, to be honest, it's frustrating to have to continuously just explain myself to friends. So I'm definitely not explaining myself to friends or family any longer. Like, I do what I do. Either you get it, you don't. That's not my problem. I also am setting the boundary in dating that I am not going to cross a step that I'm uncomfortable with, or cross like any type of boundaries that I've already set in order to make my partner happy. If a person doesn't like me for who I am, just based off me, then that person never liked me in the first place. That person either liked what I could do for them, or that person either liked what I looked like, or you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it took me so long. It took me all these years into my late 20s to realize that there is a such thing as unconditional love, and there's such a thing as conditional love. And I feel as though most of my life I've experienced conditional love and not unconditional love. And I refuse to allow myself to go through conditional love again. Either you like me or you don't. There's no in between. There's no maybe. There's no, well, I like this, but if you were like this, no. Either you like me or you don't. And that is 100% a boundary that I'm setting in 2022 from now on. Like, just to stop, like for example, one of my boundaries is that I don't always believe in living with a partner before marriage. My boundary is that I want to do things with another person because I am neurodivergent, so I need body doubling. So I want to, like, let's clean together, let's cook together, let's do things together. Not I do this, you do that, and then we ignore each other, because that was literally my entire last relationship. So I don't want to do that anymore. And I feel like I'm giving you guys a lot of information, but at this point, we're on season three, so I've pretty much told you all my business at this point anyway. So let's just continue with spreading Jasmine's business all over the internet. Ooh, I just called myself Jasmine. That was weird. So anyway, setting boundaries when dating is important. It helps you protect your heart and your feelings, and it allows you to let that other person know that you don't take it lightly, that this relationship is not going to be something that is going to be just glazed over. Like, it's important to you, and it should be just as important to them. And if it's not, then that's just not the person for you. I mean, honestly, at this point, I'm just into weeding people out instead of allowing myself to stick around for potential. If the relationship doesn't feel like it's working, then it's not working. And then you just go find someone else. No more wasting time. We are too old, too cute, too amazing, too talented to be wasting time. Speaking of which, I know I'm speaking about this from a female's, a woman's, sorry, perspective, but I do realize that I do have a mostly male audience. So take this and flip it and reverse it for you, because I'm not a male. I don't really know the male experience. But take this, flip it, and reverse it for you, because I do want to acknowledge that I do understand that I have mostly male listeners. And but I'm just giving my perspective because I am a woman. So yes, these are my, like, friendship, relationship, and family boundaries. They are important. Set them. I promise you, your life will be so much easier once you do. So, what can I say to conclude this ridiculously long rant of an episode? Let's just say, love yourself. Self-care is so important, and self-love is so important, and boundaries are a huge part of that, because you are telling yourself that I respect you enough to not allow this to be crossed because it is important to you. Don't let yourself down. Don't break trust with yourself. And having boundaries and sticking to them is building trust with yourself, and it's showing up for yourself. And that's why you should never feel bad about them. Now, like I said, I could talk about this for hours and hours and hours, but I've already taken up about maybe like 30 or so minutes of your time. So we're not going to do that. But what I will say is that I'm so happy that we are on season 3. I'm so happy that you guys have stuck with me through all this. And I can't wait to see what this season brings, because this year we're getting a little candid. We're really talking about some more stuff. We're going to be still doing the movie reviews and talking about cosplay and Comic-Con and anime and all those other awesome things we love, but we're going to talk about some more in-depth stuff too, and I will be giving some more information about just like what it's like being an influencer and just talking about myself too. So I hopefully that doesn't deter you from listening, but I appreciate you guys for sticking with me for so long, and I can't wait to see what this new year brings for us. Yes. Thanks for listening. I will see you guys next time.
Thank you for joining us this week on Your Nerdy Girlfriend podcast. Make sure to check us out at Your Nerdy Girlfriend on Instagram to vote on episode topics and to have your voice heard in our What Are You People Saying segment, where I answer your questions. Make sure to leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like what you've heard, make sure you share with others. Thanks for listening. See you guys next Thursday.